It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex. In hip-hop circles, and you're listening to the Escape Artist Podcast. How you guys doing? Doing all right. Once again, driving around New England, looking at the trees. It's Friday morning, and, you know, things are good, you know. A few cool things happened this week, as far as just, like, personal life stuff. My sister-in-law, their family, they found out that they're going to be able to stay in Connecticut, where we live. Which is cool because for, I feel like saying, like, 17 years or something, but it's been a while. It probably has been about that. For a long time, they've been, you know, in the, her husband's in the Navy, and they've been, running around the, world, and we haven't seen them as much as we'd like to. You know, it's like you kind of, you get into a family, you know, at a young age. Like, you know, I met my wife and her sister out of high school, and, you know, when you realize the relationship is serious, and you're probably going to get married and things like that, you kind of expect to kind of grow up with all these guys and stuff, and then all of a sudden this Navy thing happens, and, you know, my wife's twin sister gets to have an adventure all around the world, and cool, that's awesome and everything, and, you know, it's awesome that my brother-in-law is serving the country and stuff, but, you know, we miss him, you know, we don't get to see him as much, and so my sister-in-law has been here for about 6 months, and, you know, because he had a year where he had to do some training, so he's not around, so she figured she's just going to come up here for 6 months, or for like a year, because, you know, she wants to be near family. She just had a kid. He's about to be 2 in a few months here. And, you know, she wanted to support a family since her husband wasn't going to be around. So she figured she'd stay here for about a year, and then they'd move to wherever they have to move. Well, luckily they were able to get stationed in Connecticut, which is a really long shot because the only Navy base in Connecticut is Groton. And they do, you know, like submarines and stuff. So he's not, you know, in that part of the Navy, so... But there was an opportunity for, you know, his thing to be able to do that. So it looks like that's going to happen. And that's really awesome. So that was good news. And then we got some more news moving forward with my wife's situation with her pain and everything. She's, you know, basically disabled. And she has been for, like, now it's going on, like, 12 years or something. And she hasn't been able to work or drive. She can do most stuff, but a lot of activities that you wouldn't even think would do anything, you know, put her in a state of tremendous pain and with her arms and her shoulders. So we've been trying to figure out what that is for like a long time, 12 years. And so, you know, we got a little headway on that. We're supposed to have this appointment coming soon that hopefully where they're going to really just look at her whole body and try to figure it out, you know, because we've gone through all kinds of testing and haven't found anything substantial, but yeah, so we're looking at that, so that's good news that we're finally, because, you know, all this stuff happened at work, so it's a workers' comp thing, and so, you know, the things like that we would have gotten done by ourselves, you know, probably in half the time, you know, happen a lot, take a lot longer with workers' comp and lawyers and all that stuff, so that's fun. So, but yeah, like I said, we're making a little bit of headway. It's been a couple of years since we've really even made any headway with this thing, and you know, it's really sometimes pretty rough. So, especially on my wife, not on me so much. I'm just there supporting her, but you know, I don't have to go through the pain. So yeah, that's what's going on. I don't know why I told you all this personal stuff, but that's, I guess, my estilo. That's how I do. But yeah. So other than that, you know, I've been working on the railroad, the internet railroad. Yeah, I've been doing this thing with the GTS, with the beats and all that, and you know, just been working hard trying to get the whole beat situation set up, because, you know, I guess a lot of these people who probably signed up for this thing, they probably were already, like, you know, all set up. They have whatever sites they got going on, you know, and they're just trying to sell beats. A lot of these guys have been doing it for a while, and, you know, so they have, like, their setup, and now all they just have to do is run with, like, trying to do some of these techniques for marketing their beats and stuff. And but for me, you know, I've been doing this for probably longer than a lot of these guys have been doing it, really. Not to boast, just saying, like, but the thing is I don't have anything really set up, you know. And plus, going into this, I was thinking, you know, well, let's make this kind of a separate thing. I mean, it's not 100% separate from Donkey Jaw Projects, but, you know, like, if you go to DonkeyJawProjects.com, there is a button on the top that says Beats now, I put up there, and one on the, you know, the scrolling, I mean, on the blogs on the sidebar or whatever. So, you know, it's connected to Donkey Jaw Projects, and as a business, the whole beat thing is under, you know, the umbrella of Donkey Jaw Projects. But, you know, I wanted to make it kind of separate so that, you know, all you guys who, you know, check out my stuff for the art and other stuff that I do, you know, you don't have to be bombarded by, because I'm going to be, you know, pretty aggressively promoting, you know, I don't know, I don't mean like promoting, but like aggressively attacking the whole beat thing. So I'm going to be publishing a lot of beats and, you know, YouTube videos, especially, there's going to be a lot of those, and just stuff a little bit more specifically, catering to, MCs and rappers who need beats, you know. So, you know, most of the people who follow me are, for the most part, artists. There's a, you know, hip-hop guys too, so that's awesome. But, like, I can kind of probably get those guys over to the, you know, the new site, the it's actually called plexbeats.com. So, you know, if you are a hip-hopper guy or whatever and you want to check that out, you know, run over there. And you can link up. I made, you know, a brand new Instagram for that, a brand new Facebook page, YouTube site. You know, everything is dedicated specifically to beats on that page. So all the things you want to link up with, a new mailing list, all that. And, I mean, it is related somewhat. I mean, I'm going to let you guys know about stuff, too, like, on the artist side of things, because, I mean, for instance, by the time this is out, hopefully, I think, because it's already pretty much set up, I'll have a beat CD that you can get, called Creepy Beats, and it's, you know, obviously for October, to, you know, for Halloween and stuff. So, you know, check out, you know, plexbeats.com for that. But, losing my train of thought here. So, like, I know you guys, like, I know, like, Jamie Gamble and some other people have dug in, who do comics, have dug into my beats a little bit and, you know, listen to them, and while they're, like, doing their art or writing or whatever they're doing, they just enjoy the music, you know? But they might not, like, necessarily listen to the rap stuff I do, which is fine, you know? That might not be your brand, or sometimes it's just better to have instrumental stuff going on, you know, because words can be distracting, so I totally understand that. So, this stuff does relate to everybody else, too. You know, this is some music you can draw to and all that stuff. So, I'm going to be releasing things like that as well, but I'm also catering specifically something specifically to, you know, rappers and stuff. So, that's kind of how that's going. But like I said, yeah, I'm going to have that beat CD out really soon. I think it's 10 tracks, of beats, and they all have like a creepy, somewhat of a creepy vibe. I mean, they weren't made to be like creepy Halloween beats or anything, but they have definitely a creepy vibe that if you think of it that way, you're like, oh yeah, this is kind of getting me in the mood of Halloween and stuff, which I think is awesome. Like, Halloween is one of the coolest holidays. It's funny because a lot of you know, obviously, like, I talk about my faith sometimes here, and a lot of Christians, they'll be like, they'll kind of criticize other Christians about, like, being into Halloween and stuff, because it's, like, a pagan holiday and stuff, and, I don't know, like, all the holidays are pagan holidays, really. I mean, those holidays, or they were originally, you know, and to me, I just go with the American tradition. I mean, I know what those holidays were, or, you know, and where they come from. And I don't celebrate them the way they were originally intended anyways. None of us do, you know? So, to me, it's an American tradition. Halloween is, and so is, you know, Christmas and Thanksgiving. And, you know, I celebrate what it is now, you know what I mean? Even Christmas, like, that's not Jesus's birthday, you know, and I'm a Christian, you know. Even Easter. Easter's even more a pagan holiday than any of all the other ones, and that one's supposed to be the most, you know, Christian one or whatever. So, like, it's just silly, really, to, like, go back into the history and then be like, oh, you know, try to, you know, bring in, like, meaning like that. I mean, I like that Christmas reminds me of, you know, the things of my faith, and I like the fun Santa Claus things and all that stuff too, you know, and I go with that, you know, and I know what it means, and I don't take it too seriously, basically, is the point. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what can be rolled up in tradition, you know. Tradition is cool in some ways, and in other ways it can be a pain in the butt. So, anyways, I hope you don't mind my tangents. So, yeah. So, been working on the beats, and, you know, if I'm honest, no, it hasn't run 100% smoothly. But, like I said, that's kind of why I was talking about how, you know, how I have to do a lot of setup, right, basically, right now, preparation. I feel like, you know, I want to make progress. I've been doing this for, I guess, 1.5 to 2 weeks. But, you know, I'm just now, you know, the last 2 or 3 days starting to do some of the marketing things, because I just didn't know how to get my beats up in a way where I could sell leases and exclusives, because that's kind of the model. There are ways, but you have to pay, you know, and right now I just need to make some money first, that, because they're monthly payments. Like, a lot of these different services that, and I'm not talking about the GTS movement stuff, like, that's one thing I'm willing to do, you know, that's a, you know, a monthly thing, because it's a community that supports and helps you to get further with selling your beats. So that's what I'm plugged into, and I'm down for that. But there's a lot of these other services where, like, you can sell your beats and put them on this, like, little widget, then put that on your website, and it's, like, automated. So, like, if somebody buys the beat, they deliver it and all that stuff. And, you know, you really, all you have to do is go in and maintain things here and there, but, you know, you don't have to deal with the, you know, every single sale. Like, if you start selling a lot, you know, you're going to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to deliver this stuff. I mean, it's a lot better than trying to deliver physical goods to people when they buy stuff, but, you know, automation is a great thing that the internet, you know, affords you when you're have the opportunity, you know. So I really wanted to get into the digital goods game for a long time, and automation is a big reason why, because there's so much that we have to do with our creative stuff and with businesses and stuff that, you know, any little bit that can be taken care of, you know, that I don't have to have my hands 100% on, I think is an advantage and, you know, is a help, you know, because there's plenty else to do, you know. So yeah, but those services are worth paying for, though, because, you know, it's like $20 a month or something. So if you are making sales and stuff, I mean, for one lease, you know, of a beat, it's $20. So if you're making like 5, 6, up to 10 or a bunch of sales, you know, it's just the first sale pays for the service each month. So that's not bad at all, you know. I mean, it's totally worth it. And, you know, you want to be giving to these services so that they can, you know, keep a really awesome product on there and keep maintaining it and making it better and better and stuff like that. So definitely worth it to pay for services that are worth, that are, have value like that. So also different training things. There's like so many, there's a lot of other aspects to this beat selling stuff where it's like, you know, you can spend money, and they even talk about spending money on like advertising, like Facebook ads and stuff. And, you know, I've heard that those work, you know, pretty well, and it depends on what you're trying to do. But, you know, if you have a goal in mind and you have a certain thing that you think would be good to promote, you know, sometimes it's really worth it. I got a, you know, I hear reports back from, you know, the guys within the GTS stuff, where they're making some progress doing that, and it's like $5 here or there. They also talk about, you know, putting ads up on sites and stuff. That's not the main way of marketing, but those things all kind of help, and it's worth it, because if you spend, you know, say $5-$10 here, you know, and you make a sale or two, then you're making profit, you know. Because of you. So, like, all these things are worth it, you know, as long as you get a return, you know. So, and you test those things, and sometimes some things do work, sometimes some things don't. So, but I haven't even gotten into all that yet. So, you know, it's been a lot of setup, but now I got, you know, plexbeats.com up. I got my, you know, listing of tracks up. I put it up on Bandcamp for now. Definitely not the ideal place to have it, but it works. Basically, I put all of the beats up each for $20 each. And then, you know, I put the option to pay more if you want. So if somebody wants an exclusive, they'll have to put in the three, you know, an exclusive is $300 for a beat. That means I take it off the site and it's not available to anyone else anymore. So they can just use it as much as they want. So, you know, and I might put other tiers in there eventually. I mean, I definitely will, but, you know, because I'm doing the Bandcamp thing, I figured I'd keep it simple for now. But typically people have like four tiers. They have like the first lease for one commercial use, and then they have like a premium version for like a little more money, and you get a few more uses out of it, and so on and so forth. So so yeah, I think it's a cool model, you know. And the other thing that kind of sucks about it is I can't put like overlaid sounds over it, like, because a lot of times people, you know, they'll have Beats, and then they put like, you know, plexbeats.com, like with echoes, and it kind of just repeats over it like here and there, not too much, you know, but like maybe four or five times throughout the listening of the beat. So that way, you know, they can't really sell it, you know. I mean, they can't really steal it, I mean, because you know, if they steal it, they're going to have that audio that they're going to have to record over, and people will know, you know, even though some people actually do, but, you know, it is what it is. So I can't really do that, because the audio that they hear is the same audio they're going to get, you know what I mean? But with other services, you can put, like, a specific track up for people to hear, and then, you know, another one for that will be delivered upon purchase, you know. So, you know, I don't really have that aspect, so people can technically steal, you know, from me now with this. But, you know, you gotta do what you can do from the beginning. I believe in shipping, you know, like getting the lowest, like, I don't, what there's a, I think it's called MVP or something like that, and it's like minimum viable product, I think that's the term. So the minimum viable product, you know, I guess programmers use this a lot when they're shipping like software. You know, they get it to the smallest amount, like, that works and does what it's supposed to do for people to buy it. And then, you know, they do updates. I mean, even iTunes or iPhone, with iPhones and stuff, they kind of do that. They always have, like, an update, like, pretty soon after they release a new iPhone with a new system or whatever, with a new, you know, software. And they just did it recently, because they ship it, and then they see where all the bugs are, and then they fix all the bugs, and then, you know, throw the update up there real quick. So, and, you know, people come to expect that now. So, I mean, the same can be applied to a lot of the stuff we do with the comics and the music, and especially if it's a digital product, you know. So, but you can do it with a service as well. Like, you ship, like, the minimum, if you're going to provide a service, like, this is what I do. Like, even with this, like, I haven't put all the licensing agreement stuff in the text, and, you know, I haven't put all the, like, little details yet, but I'll go back and do that soon. But, you know, I just wanted to get it out, and so I wanted to have beats up so that when I start doing this marketing, which I've already started doing, you know, people will have something to go check out. So that's basically what I did. So yeah, and then, you know, the marketing I started to do, it's basically just contacting people, and but it's in a way that's, you know, not intrusive. It's, there's a thing, if you check out, Seth Godin's book, Permission Marketing, it's actually an older book of his, but this is, like, kind of what they base a lot of their stuff on in the GTS thing, and, you know, I mean, I can say this because it's a book that's out, you know what I mean, and they say it in their free stuff, too, so, you know, so it's basically, you know, a lot of times we tend to kind of, we'll make something and we're like, we worked really hard and we want to let people know about it. And, you know, so we start posting up links in places and try to get people to share it and things like that, which is awesome for a certain extent, but especially in the hip-hop community, you don't see it as much, like, in, well, you do see it in the comics community, but it isn't as bad. But you know, in the hip-hop community, got a lot of these guys, they'll, like, spam the crap out of people, you know? And, you know, it just doesn't, calculate to sales. I mean, I've done it probably way more than I should have in my lifetime too, you know, but you know, as they say, you course correct, you know, if you learn something that you're doing is wrong, you just, you know, correct it. So it's a pretty basic idea. So, you know, so this is like permission marketing is creating basically a system, where you go through kind of this process and, you know, it's basically getting people's permission to finally at some point give them a link. And for them to finally come and check your stuff out, you know? So like you do a lot of just, I mean, it's funny how this is, like, you don't, you know, you get into like giving to other people and you, I mean, this is like basically the best marketing tactics. And like I said, I've talked about this before in Johnny Be Good marketing episode, but that was a long time ago. But, you know, just giving to people, paying attention to what they're doing, you know, commenting on what they're doing and stuff like that. Listening to their music or whatever it is, reading their comic, you know, going in and doing that kind of stuff. And then eventually, you know, when you're giving them a bunch of attention and, you know, they kind of know that you do some of the same stuff too, you know, they're going to ask eventually, you know, what do you do? You know, and at once, you know, there's a big difference between, you know, just sending your link out to a million people and, you know, somebody actually asks you for a link to see what your stuff is about, and then you giving it to them, you know. And so that's kind of the idea, you know. And I mean, there's a lot more to all this stuff and everything, but that's kind of the basic heart of the whole thing. And so, but what happens to, what I'm noticing is, you know, as I'm doing this, it's like, I'm just having fun, you know, I'm having fun listening to other people's music and connecting with them, a lot of different people, in a way that, you know, I kind of want to have connections with people. Like, you know, we all do with the comic stuff, we do all these like hangouts and podcasts and we talk to each other on Facebook and it's like a big community. It's freaking awesome. But, you know, with this thing that I'm doing, it's like I'm getting that kind of, but a little bit more intimate and one-on-one type of thing. And I'm also expanding my horizons. Like, I'm expanding my, like, I'm listening to a lot of music that I wouldn't necessarily be gravitated towards because everybody has their own different styles and stuff. And I'm learning to, you know, I'm being able to kind of appreciate stuff that maybe I wouldn't even have checked out before and I've just ignored. Not that I didn't like it before, I just, it passed by, you know, and people always put their links out and I can't listen to everything, you know, but it's more on an intimate level. I'm getting to know them and their music and it's just like, I've had opportunities to like help people too, like, you know, give them advice and stuff and just say, you know, hey, and even share the podcast and stuff. And I don't know, just a lot of cool back and forth stuff. And it's just literally being human, like, with people and enjoying that relationship. And, you know, just get trying to give, and then business situations will arise from that. And you know, right now it's kind of on faith, you know, because I haven't had any business situations arise, but you know, I've only been doing it for 2 days, you know, so you know, it's gonna come. With the amount of people I'll be contacting, there's gotta be some people who are gonna check out my beats and be like, oh man, that's a really good one. Like, I don't have crappy beats, I don't think, you know. From what I can tell, they're pretty decent, you know. So, and, you know, I've seen other people sell beats, and their stuff isn't that great, and they still sell beats, so I feel like my stuff is at least, you know, decent. And I think people will dig it. So, another thing is that I'm learning with all this is, like, I've heard this a lot during, you know, on these marketing podcasts and whatnot, and, you know, people always say, you know, you gotta target your market, you know, or find your target market or whatever, and, you know, as artists, we don't really think about that stuff. Like, even when somebody says that, we're like, I think we all generally would probably be like, yeah, you're right, you know, that obviously makes sense. But, I mean, every time I've heard that, I've been like, but how? Like, I don't even know, like, what, like, I don't know that much about marketing. Like, what is a market? Like, what would my target market even be? And if I knew what that was, okay, how do I target them, you know? Like, what does that even mean to target them, you know? Because we're not used to being marketers. We're not used to, like, you know, using techniques and tactics to find people to get into your stuff type of thing. Like, we're like, okay, so as an artist, we think, oh, okay, I found my target art market, so that means I make stuff that they would like, and maybe I try to friend them or something and go and show them my link, you know. And I mean, that's about as far as it goes, you know, but do we see results from that, selling our comics and music and art and all that? Not that much. I mean, we're all having a hard time, it seems like, for the most part. There's a few people who are having some success, but even those people are struggling. I think, you know, they've found a few techniques that work, and, you know, it's not necessarily easy for them either. But now I'm kind of learning, you know, to reach out, because the thing is we all make cool stuff, and, you know, some stuff is, they're all at a little bit different levels and stuff, but, you know, for the most part, I see a lot of us out there, like, just making stuff that is pretty darn quality, you know, and pretty good, and we keep getting better, you know. So, and a lot of times I look at somebody's artwork or music or whatever, and I'm like, and I have the same reaction that people have towards me, you know, like, who aren't even artists, is I look at their stuff and I'm like, oh man, that stuff is so good, like, there's no way, you know, you just gotta get your stuff out there, because people will buy that, like, that is amazing, like, I can't imagine people not buying that, you know, but they're in the same boat as I am, you know, and they're like, I, you know, maybe get a sale here or there once in a while. And I think the problem is we're just not getting our stuff out to enough people. You know, you think, like, a lot of people like it. Well, yeah, a lot of people maybe within the type of people who like the stuff you like, who have the similar taste as you, will like it. But how many people are there out there who have that similar taste? Well, probably a lot. But do you know a lot of them? You know? Maybe you know, like, a handful, but is it enough to sustain a business? probably the amount of people who have the similar taste as you have, that you know, probably is not enough to sustain a business. Okay, so the issue is we don't get our stuff out far enough, you know? I mean, we put it on the net, but, you know, that's like putting water out in the ocean, you know? It's like a bucket of water out in the ocean really is nothing. So there's got to be some other way, you know? But we do have to get our, you know, so getting your internet out on the internet, I mean, that's the first step. At least you're doing that, right? But, you know, now you have to find, you know, the right fish who like your bait. You know what I mean? And this is twisting the metaphor in different ways, but hopefully, you know, it's making sense. And so, you know, if you give a certain kind of bait out, you're going to get a certain kind of fish. And other fish, you might be wanting to get bigger fish, but if you're putting out the bait, you know, for the ones that, for other fish, you know, if you're not putting out the right bait, you're not going to get that bigger fish. See, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know, like, you got to find your target market. And even though you're in an ocean of possibilities, you know, you're not going to get very far if you're not, like, aggressively pursuing. And when I say aggressive, I don't mean spamming, and I don't mean, you know, being pushy and salesman-y and annoying, you know. That stuff doesn't work, actually. I mean, it could sometimes it works if you're, like, a certain personality where you're, like, you're just charismatic and stuff, but even that has a short lifespan. Those people have, like, success for a certain amount of time, and then it starts to fade because people don't like being, you know, bombarded with stuff, and they don't like stuff shoved down their throat and all that stuff. So you can only do that for so long. So you gotta find the right people who like your stuff, and you gotta find a lot of them. So what you gotta do is not, you know, you cast out a net, basically, but you gotta, you know, go within the certain areas where those people, you know, kind of are more likely to be. So if you cast your net out, you know, but it just isn't where those specific fish happen to hang out, then you're not going to get much. You're probably going to get some crabs, and, you know, you're going to get stuff that you didn't want, things that just don't match, you know, and then you're going to have people asking you to do things that you don't really want to do because it's not really within your skill set or within your just preferences and tastes, you know, and abilities. So, you know, you got to go to where those people are. So right now I'm going into a pool of people who make hip hop, because obviously I want to get in touch with, you know, people who rap and need beats, you know, or even sing. You know, some people sing over more hip hop-y tracks, so that's cool too. But people within the hip hop genre. So I'm going in a kind of a large pool because there's so much in that, you know. There, specifically in what I'm looking into right now, there's like 11 million people like within this group, which is crazy. But in those 11 million, only like, I don't know, maybe a quarter of them, or maybe a third of them, do like the kind of music that, you know, they'd probably like my beats. Maybe more. I don't know. It's hard to tell. But there's so many styles out there, and there's definitely styles that I don't make or even come close to. And I don't want to try, really, because then it's inauthentic. You know, you gotta stay within your niche. You gotta do you know, what you love, or else you're just going to start to hate what you're doing, you know. And that's, you know, you don't have to love everything you do when you're doing business, but I don't know. I'm trying to stay within the stuff that I like, and I feel like if you have a passion for it, you're going to be more successful. So, trying to stick within that realm. So, you know, I'm casting my net out, but at least it's people who are involved with hip-hop, you know what I mean? And nothing else. Like, I'm not just putting it out. Like, if I were to put it out, like, spam you guys with all this stuff, well, how many of you artists and comic guys are into hip-hop, you know? A few. A handful, you know? And a lot of those who I've met who are into hip-hop are not, like, hip-hop isn't their primary favorite music, you know, that's just one of the things they're into, you know, but they probably like punk more, or they like, you know, alternative rock more, or something like that, you know, or who knows, it could be anything, but they appreciate hip-hop. So it's like, even those people, it's like, if you just appreciate hip-hop, and I don't happen to make the kind that you just sort of appreciate, I mean, it's, chances are real slim that you're going to buy my music, or, I mean, and all at the same time, you're not rappers, you know. I have one guy, well, I have a few guys who are friends, but they're more colleagues of mine that are rappers, and I like to say MCs more, but they're MCs and also make comics, you know, but it's a small amount. So putting my net out there in that realm kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. So, like I said, so now I have like a certain group of people that I found. I was pointed in that direction, and but it's just simple, you know. You go to search on any of these social networks and things, and, you know, there's hashtags and different groups and things like that, and you can find stuff within whatever it is that you do. So, you know, now I'm contacting those people, but I'm doing it behind the scenes, and I'm not being pushy. Like, I'm not going and saying, here, check out my stuff, here, check out my stuff. I'm trying to connect with them. Not even talking about that, you know, so much about selling the beats or anything. And then when they finally, you know, hit me up and said, want to find out what I'm into, what I'm doing, then I'll show them, you know. And it's like, I think that's not creepy, and that's not weird, and that's not pushy. And, you know, if we're not willing to do something like that, then we shouldn't even really be messing with trying to get, you know, make a living off this stuff. You know, the days of being like an artist who gets, you know, picked up by Marvel, or, you know, being a musician who gets picked up by, like, I don't even know the labels anymore, but Sony Records or something, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, for hip-hop, Def Jam is obviously a big deal, but, like, you know, that's, I think they're even owned by, like, some other one that's bigger or whatever. But, you know, the days of just, you know, getting discovered and having somebody else do everything for you, those are over. even back when that was more of a thing, I mean, and it still exists, but, you know, they're not looking for people like us, for the most part. unless, I mean, if you're Jonathan Rector, you know, Marvel might be looking for someone like you. But, you know, a lot of us aren't even trying to do something like that. So, but even still, you know, what's your page rate going to be? Are you even going to be penciling, like, a whole book? Or are you going to be, like, inking backgrounds or something, you know? And how much are you actually going to get paid for even that, you know? So we have to kind of make our own way, and a lot of us are trying to do it independently. But you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's that option, and then, you know, there's the option to do it yourself. Now, if you're going to do it yourself, you have to be aggressive with putting yourself out there, and you have to not be afraid to use that dirty word, market, you know? You just can't, because that's how you make money, is you got to put your stuff out there in a way, and you got to be pushing it, you know, really hard, constantly, to a lot of people, and maybe making some people mad, but not in a pushy way, is what I'm saying. And, you know, if what I just described to you sounds pushy, then I don't know what else to tell you, you know? And I don't know, like, not that I know everything, maybe there is another way, you know? But for the most part, the stuff that the tactics that I'm learning are passive marketing. They're not pushy, you know? And, you know, they're just getting people reaching out, though. They're reaching out to a lot of people is really what it is. And I think it's highly effective. You know, I've already made some good relationships, and it's, you know, only day two. So that's really cool. Will any of these people buy beats from me? I don't know. But, you know, I'm casting the net out, and I have to believe that there's going to be some people. Basically, I'm doing a certain amount every day, contacting, trying to talk to people every day, and by the end of like 1 month, I'll have talked to like 900 people, which is crazy, like individually. But, you know, out of all those 900 people, there's like half of them don't, at least like half or less, maybe a third actually respond. The other people don't respond even to the initial stuff. So, you know, but still, you know, if that, even 300 people do respond, and, you know, maybe half of that listens to my stuff, I'm gonna get some sales, you know, that, but at least people are starting to hear my stuff. That many people, maybe 300 people or less, or 200 people have heard my stuff more than, you know, last month, where nobody heard my stuff, you know. So, and if I, and that's just one tactic, you know. But, yeah, you know, I'm trying to get, like, just a few customers going here, and then, you know, we'll start building from that. I'll get the player going. Also, I'd like to switch from MailChimp over to Aweber for my email list, because MailChimp is cool and everything, and there's a lot of, in the free version of MailChimp, you know, you're able to get up to, I think, like 5,000 subscribers before you have to start paying or something like that. So, I mean, that's cool. Like, if I can, I probably will be moving beyond that, you know, over to Aweber before that point, but, you know, if I were to get 5,000 subscribers, that would be awesome, and by then I should be making some money and be able to pay for, I think Aweber is $10 a month. So, you know, that's what I'm saying, like all these monthly fees. I can't just jump on all this stuff right away, because I can barely afford, you know, to put food on the table sometimes, you know, so especially around the end of the month, you know, I gotta pay my rent. It's like $900, and that's like, I always tell you guys way too much, but that is, that's more than 2 full weeks of work for me, you know. I mean, we get a check for Lindsay too every week, so, you know, it's not as crazy as it sounds, but still, that's like craziness. That's almost 3 weeks of work. It's like 2.5 weeks of work for me that I'm just working for rent, you know. So that's craziness. So the point with that is that it gets tight at the end of the month a lot of times, because I gotta pay the rent for, you know, in the beginning of the month, you know, first is when it's due. I don't know. I think that's how it is for a lot of people. I think that's how it's been for us. I haven't started paying the bills, like, until recently. I wasn't the one taking care of all that, but now I am, so. So I don't even remember, like, when we paid what, you know, back in the days. I just made the money. But yeah, so, I don't know. That's kind of what's been going on. Yeah, and I'm just saying, like, you got to reach out to people is the point. And we got to not be afraid of it. And like I said, you know, all these things that I'm learning, you know, I'm going to be bringing them to you like this, you know. And I'm not, you know, sharing anything that isn't already in, like, Seth Godin's book or, you know, stuff like that. I mean, you guys aren't even within the target mark audience necessarily that these guys are going towards, even though I think they do want to branch out to all kinds of artists and stuff, but they're mostly focusing on people who make beats. So, I don't know. Hopefully I'm not stepping on any toes. But, you know, it's information. It's out there, you know. And you really can't hold anything back, in all honesty. The thing is with GTS and any service like this, I think that the value isn't in the information, even though that is part of what they sell. The value is more in the community and the support and the coaching, you know. That's why I'm in it. I mean, a lot of the stuff that they're talking about in this thing is stuff I already know. Because I've read a lot of the same books they talk about and stuff like that. So I know this stuff, but they're putting it specifically towards selling, making beats. So that's helpful. You know, I don't have to do as much hard work in trying to translate this stuff, but it's helping me to see how to translate this stuff better into one specific venue or whatever. So, and then the community, you know, is a big part, which, you know, like, I have access there. Basically, the way they set it up, there's, like, I think there's 4 or maybe 5 guys who do it, like, who are the leaders. I think there's more technically, but I don't know how it all exactly works, but, you know, basically there's, like, 4 or 5 guys who are, like, you know, the leaders or whatever, and then they, you know, you come in through one of those guys, you happen to find out about this stuff, and that person becomes basically your sponsor. So, like, I have the phone number to the guy, and I could probably get the phone number of all the guys, really, but I have the phone number to the guy who, you know, I found out about this stuff from. And, you know, if I have a question, I just text him or call him, you know. So, you know, and I'm not bothering him too much. I only texted him, I think, once so far. I mean, I texted him a couple times when we were trying to set up a phone call, but that was, you know, more him trying to set that up and all that, so. But yeah, so, you know, I have the access, though, that I, you know, if I do get stuck, and like I said, I did have to text him once, and after I heard what he said, I kind of feel like I didn't really have to text him even about that, but I was trying to hold off till I had something. I just kind of felt stuck at one point, so, and I guess I just needed confirmation that it was okay to go forward with what I was trying to do, and that was basically trying to get my stuff, you know, to sell on a site or whatever, and he said probably Bandcamp will do the trick, which is what I was thinking, so, you know, it is what it is, but I guess I just needed a little confirmation there. But I really do want to get onto a different one. So, anyways, yeah, that's kind of it. We got to reach out. I was saying before that I want to get onto AWeber because the thing, I guess, with AWeber is I think, you know, they just have more features. you know, like I said, MailChimp is cool because it's free and stuff, but, you know, there's like certain things, like there's autoresponders, which they have in MailChimp too, but I don't think there's a way where, like, you know, I can offer a free gift if you sign up for my email. And, you know, once you sign up, they automatically deliver you that free gift. They do that with AWeber, but I don't think you can do that with MailChimp. I think I can send you, have it send people to a link, though, at least, which, if that's the case, then, you know, maybe I'll stick with MailChimp for longer. But I haven't set that up just yet. I kind of set things up a little bit, but, you know, we'll see. But there's a bunch of other features with AWeber, too, that are helpful. And so I haven't gotten too much into that yet, but that's going to be something I'm going to be building soon. But I do have, you know, you can sign up to the newsletter, and I'm going to be actually definitely go to plexbeats.com, because I'm going to be offering that that beat CD probably by the time this is published. And I'm not sure how I'm going to set it up yet. I'm either going to have a discount with, you know, if you sign up for the newsletter for the Beat CD, or it might even be free. I don't know. I think it might be free if you sign up for the newsletter. So, you know, check that out. And, you know, get some cool beats for Halloween. And, you know, if you're one of those guys who doesn't want to hear all my, like, updates about beats and stuff, because I will be emailing, you know, pretty regularly. If you don't want to hear about that stuff, then, you know, unsubscribe. Like, subscribe just to get the beats and then unsubscribe. Feel free to do that. Because I understand, like, a lot of you guys who are listening are comic artists and stuff, and you're not really interested in hearing, you know, constantly about beats. So, but if you do, you know, like I said, stay subscribed. But you know, it'd be cool. I'm sure you'd like to, you know, have a little beat CD too. And I'm not sure how that's gonna work out yet. I think I'm gonna try to deliver it to a link where you can download the songs individually. Maybe I'll put a, you know, an option. You can either download them individually or download the zip file. Because I get annoyed with zip files, and then I, like, download them, and sometimes I don't even ever open them, you know. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's better to download them individually. I don't know. We'll see. But I guess if you put the option, then people can do whichever one they want. And that's part of this whole marketing, you know. You want to deliver stuff in a way that is convenient for people, you know, as convenient as possible. So, yeah. So I guess that's about it, guys. Just wanted to kind of give you an update and share with you some stuff that I'm learning with all this stuff. And, you know, I'm not sure when we'll be back on interviews. By next week I might not have a ton more to say, because I'll be doing kind of a lot of the same stuff that I've been doing with the beats. So I might try to get that interview with Scott Circlin in there, you know, which we haven't done yet. So, you know, hopefully we can get that going soon. And there's other people too that I would like to interview and stuff. I'm even thinking I'll probably see if I can get one of these guys from the GTS movement on the show or something, and do an interview with them. Or who knows, maybe they'll want to do a group thing, who knows, maybe they don't want to do it at all. It's all good in the hood. Actually, it's funny, I'm driving like totally in the country right now. It's like fall leaves everywhere, and like out in the middle of nowhere. I can't even like get internet reception or anything. You know, luckily I have this thing I can record while I'm doing this. But, or phone reception for that matter. No service, my phone says. So, anyways, that's about it, guys. Thanks for listening. You guys are awesome. And thanks for just sticking around. And hope you enjoyed this. Hope you got something from it. If you want to support, you know, there's always Patreon.com/... You know what? I forget what it is. I think it's / Plex. But if you go to DonkeyJawProjects.com, you know, the link for Patreon is right there. So, you know, if you want to support that way, that would be awesome. That's like the coolest way to support me. The awesomest. Because it's a, you know, recurring thing. Even if it's just $1 a month, you know, that's, it goes a long way. And also, if you want to leave a review on iTunes, I'm going to have to go check again because, you know, it's been a couple weeks since I checked. But, you know, yeah, leaving a review, that's definitely helpful. And, yeah, I guess that's it. Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously, go to plexbeats.com. Sign up for the newsletter if you want to check out that stuff. And also on DonkeyJawProjects.com, there's a newsletter there too, so, or a email list. So check it out. And that's about it, guys. Thanks so much, and gals, for listening, and I will talk to you on the next Escape Artist Podcast. Later.
Background music provided by Mr. Poole. You can find show notes at DonkeyJawProjects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to Patreon.com/Plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.